Welcome back to the Hassania, the Training Day podcast with Hassania. We were trying to get Drainable on the pod, but it just wasn't working. He's down there in Atlanta at the PFL, coaching his training partner, Chris Wade, a fellow Long Islander. So it looks like you just stuck with me today or tonight for the podcast. Getting right into it. It's episode 19. We're going to give you an update on the Ultimate Hassania Cut. But first, we're going to talk about the Faster Training Protocol. Am I a fan of it? Am I not? Let's dive into that soon. We'll look at what the science says and why meal plans must be flexible. Why your meal plan must be flexible. So, funny story. Today, I was overslept, just not getting enough sleep as usual because I have a 1.5-year-old. She thinks I work for her. So, I don't get enough sleep. I don't get a lot of sleep, you know, as much sleep as I used to. Like, uninterrupted 9 hours, 8 hours of sleep. Now it's more like six, five. So last night was a 5 hour. I got to the gym. I ran out of my apartment. Did not have a chance to eat my regular oatmeal and the stuff that I usually would eat. So now I'm on an empty stomach. And I know that I need 2-3 hours to digest food. So now I'm like, what to do? I got a busy day ahead of me. So it's just like, if I don't do it now at this 8 o'clock hour, I'm probably not going to do it later in the day. And that would just be a wash. So as I tell my clients, just prioritize yourself, handle, the business early in the day so you can mess around at the end of the, you know, end of the day, watching the Heat game, watching them lose or whatever. So it didn't work out. So I had to, food wise, I had to train fasted, and I hate it. I personally hate training fasted. If you don't work out 5 a.m. in the morning, you know, training fasted, I just don't see the benefit of it. Like I don't have a lot of weight to cut, a lot of weight to lose, but I have found myself very sick at the end of a hard workout if I don't have anything, you know, in the system. I have found that the performance is trash when I am training fasted. It's just not as good. I don't think, it feels like it's not a quality workout. And then I'm thinking about, damn, do I need to go back and hit this? But, it's not my favorite thing. But if I had to do it, here's what I would do. I would drink water, like 30 ounces. I would have 1 to 2 scoops of BCAAs, or amino acids. I use the Optimum Nutrition, watermelon, 1.5 scoop cold water. Drink that throughout the workout. And what this does is this kind of provides your body with those aminos as isoleucine, valine, things like another one I can't think of. That prevents your body from going catabolic. Make you feel like you're going to throw up and pass out. It's not my thing. But sometimes when life gets crazy, you have to adjust. You have to make it work for your schedule, for that moment, even though you may not want to. It's about getting the job done as efficiently as possible and just handling the cards you dealt. So I had the BCAAs. Actually, wasn't too bad. As you know, I'm doing the band workouts for the cut. So it's not like one rep max. It's a whole bunch of, it's upper body. So it's a bunch of push-ups with the band, rows, chest flies with the band. That felt pretty good. Bicep curls, tricep extensions. It felt pretty good. So here's one of the reasons I know I felt, let me get back up. I felt pretty good. I'm not 100% on passive training again. I just think it's up to my preference, but the science shows a few things. A few studies show this, right? So when you don't fast, I'm sorry, when you fast and you work out, intensity is everything. So studies show that your body does use more like body fat as fuel when it's in zone 2 lighter exercises. It's not as like you don't need as much glycogen. Like when you perform those exercises. Now, if you're doing HIIT, that's much more carb based. Like your body's gonna use the carbohydrates it has available to Clash. That's what it's going to use. But if you're doing some light walking, faster, that's no problem. You'll be fine. Like, your body's going to use your body fat for that. It's different energy systems, and your body will be using your body fat in these lower intensity steady state exercises. Maybe 20 minutes on the elliptical, whatever the case is, right? A mile walk, incline walk, do that, that. But there is no, like, when it comes to weight loss, which one's better? Study shows that they both did, one is not superior to the other. Because at the end of the day, if you want to lose weight, as you know, it's the calorie deficit. So you have to be in a calorie deficit, which is your, if you don't know what that is, it's just 12 times your ideal body weight. So you can do the math. That's the number you have to be at. For most men, it's like 2,000, for most men, it's like 2,000, 2,200 calories, and most women, it's probably like 1,800 calories for the day. So fasted training doesn't get you faster results. It's a faster way to throw up, in my opinion, for sure. I'm not a big fan of fasted training, but it does have to happen. I remember I was training to people before I did online, or most of I did a combination, right? It was an online hybrid system. I had a boot camp out here in Long Island, Mineola, Nassau County. And there was this couple, I'll never forget, and they said, hey, listen, you know, he had quite a bit of weight to lose. He's a teacher, smart guy. And he's like, hey, I got quite a bit of weight to lose. Should I not eat when I work out with you? His workout plans were simple. It was like this weight training, heavy leg presses, bench presses, like cardio, some walking, some carrying, some planking, some pressing, just simple stuff. The pulling, of course, a lot of rowing, stuff like that. So he would always ask me, like, hey, listen, I just want to train faster. And this was the thing I didn't understand. Like, he was like, hey, I read a lot. I'm using my body fat for energy. But then he's like, but I just keep drinking. I just can't help the drinking. I get stressed from work as a teacher. I can't just keep snacking. He was drinking all day. So here's the problem with that. And I was explaining to him, it's like, you know, there's so many sayings that I can't think of right now. You know, robbing Peter, pay Paul, cutting your nose off, slice your face, all these, you know, stepping over dollars to pick up pennies, or stepping over dollars to pick up pennies, whatever one is. Like, if he was drinking 800 calories, say, with like 3, 4, 5 glasses of wine, with chips and candy and French fries and all this stuff, right? Do you really think that fasting at that point matters? Like, is fasting really the real reason that you're not losing weight? Or is it your food choices, your stress management, coping skills, stuff like that? So I would ask him that. But in his mind, he felt if he came to the gym on an empty stomach, he was okay. And it's just a very odd concept that he had that much faith in working out my empty stomach. Because, in my opinion, as I told him, I'd much rather see you track your calories and cut out the bullshit. That's how you get the better results. Come to the gym, train. I'd rather see you eat a little bit, especially if you're lifting heavier. And you're a first timer, I think that it would serve you very, very well to have some food in your stomach. And it's not, obviously, you're not going to IHOP and getting a stack of pancakes or anything like that. It's simple stuff. Oatmeal, almond milk, cinnamon, you know. It could be butter. It could be peanut butter and toast with a protein shake. It's just something simple to get the body going. This exempts, now if you're working out 5 a.m., I don't know what to tell you. You know, that's a hard one. It's work out at 4:30 with people, so obviously they didn't eat too much. But the whole concept is, when you have those food sources in your body, be able to perform a little bit better, have better gym quality sessions instead of just going through the motion as fast as possible, like most people do. So faster training, am I for it? No. Is it acceptable in most cases? Yes, for some people. I don't suggest it though. You know, as you know, my background, I was a wrestler for 6 years. So my whole life, most of my athletic career was on faster training, so maybe I just hate it. I just don't see a busy professional finding success long term with faster training. It just puts too much on, like restrictions, what not to eat. It's just a mindset thing. You know, if you cut out the trash, eat the right foods, you can lose the weight at a substantial rate. And if you're losing weight fast, it's probably not a good thing, right? You're losing too much muscle and water. So just keep that in mind about the faster training. So let's get back into the Hassania cut. I was at the gym over here in Freeport Retro. One of my friends, he's a big supervisor at his job, and he conversations at the gym always just give me good learning points. So hopefully you'll learn something from this story. So he was just saying how he's so pissed at his job because people are out of what is it called? Out of touch with the responsibilities of the job. The expectations are too high, and his supervisors just don't understand. They haven't done it for so long. So it made me think, huh, as a fitness coach, what am I out of touch with? And I think it's explain to people what are the best options to get right, lose the weight, lose the fat, you know, as opposed to just eat healthier. You know, maybe I was out of touch with the reality of the trenches of losing, you know, getting down in a cut, losing fat, losing body weight while you're busy. I found it much easier when I had a lot more free time, a lot more control of my schedule, but it's not easy now, and I was out of touch. So a lot of my programming and thoughts and theories were from lockdown, I would say, now that I think about it, outdated. When people working from home, and I felt that, you know, I mean, things were easier as far as just carving out your time or just going in the back room and doing, you know. But it's, now when you're back in the world, things are different. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to kind of reacclimate myself with training, nutrition, and figuring out how hard it is. Like getting water, I still haven't got a gallon of water in successfully for a day. And it is a non-negotiable thing my coach was talking about. You know, he's supposed to be on this call, but he's training somebody, he's cornering somebody in this fight. So that's understandable. But it's a non-negotiable. Hitting your protein goal is non-negotiable, you know. Sleeping is easy. It's hard to do. You know, like the workouts, get them done, but it's just like how what do you do when you can't finish a workout because you got an emergency, you gotta run out, you know, my daughter needs me or something. Like, you know. How does that work? Where you don't get to the right sets and reps. It's like, so what really matters in this workout is what I'm really understanding. You know, so I'm thinking about simple meal plans and workouts that people can do to get the most results and have them do this consistently, you know, at an affordable price. Because once again, you know, not everybody is has disposable income, but everybody deserves to be in shape. I can't do it for free, but I'm sure we can work something out. So that's the whole point of this ultimate cut. Documenting it. I did not feel like working out this whole week. Wasn't excited about it. And this, you know, these feelings will pass, but I just wasn't excited about it. I don't know why I didn't wake up excited to go to the gym like this. Maybe because I'm documenting this cut and I want to be successful. Who knows? But that's that. It's not easy. It's doable. Simple but doable. Not easy. Simple but doable. And finally, let's wrap up with UFC Fight Night, or UFC coming up this Saturday night. We got Amanda Nunez versus this Mexican lady. Starts with the I. Forgive me. And I love this fight. I wasn't too stoked about the Julia Peña situation because I just think Julia Peña had a fluke and beat her. I think she's going through some personal issues and relationship issues and this knee issues, and she just caught up to her. I don't think she was taking. I think she just got caught, but she won. She won the belt back. Now she's fighting this tough Mexican lady. I'm gonna take Amanda. Right, I'm taking Amanda. I think she's gonna win. Decision. You know, give a 3-2 unanimous decision. Unanimous decision. Not unanimous. What is that? Mostly just peppering up with the heavy hands, pepper with the jab, hit her with the heavy hands. Yeah, it's gonna be that. And then this is the one fight. The co-main, Charles Do Bronx and Benil Dariush. Oh man, I love this fight so much, man. Oh man, Charles Do Bronx has the biggest heart, I think, in the lightweight division. This guy gets knocked down. He keeps coming forward. He's submitting people. He's getting knocked down as long as he can't see, but I love his style. I love the hair. His press conference are pretty. Now he's pretty serious, this press conference, but I don't know when he choked out. I think it was Dustin Poirier. And seeing his corner celebrate, I'm like, I like this man. Like the hope is that was back. I love his kickboxing. The jiu-jitsu is insane. The conditioning, I think, is fantastic. Until he ran into Islam Makhachev. Charles Do Bronx has the heart of a champion. I want to see him get that belt back. But Benil Dariush also. So I got Charles Do Bronx decision as well. But Benil Dariush, man, that guy's a savage man. Girl Dad, as well as Charles Do Bronx, so fellow Girl Dad. So they're superhumans. This guy has some heavy hands, man. I see him putting down Charles early in the fight. Charles coming back on some rocky shit. And then that's that, man. Both fighters are most so respectable. Love to see it. So happy Dana White's putting it together. So that's I love the UFC. I think it's great. So if this was helpful, we're wrapping it up. Give us a like, comment, and share. 5-star review. And if there's anything you want to talk about, drop it. I'll leave a note. You can leave me a note, a voice note, and I'll play it before the podcast, and then we will be able to play them and then answer them directly to help you. I right, hope we answered your questions about training, faster training, update the Ultimate Cut, UFC Fight Night. Let's roll.